Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I don't know much about the guy who's on the phone for a second date update today, but I do know this. He's definitely white.
Okay.
He went to a farmer's market on his first date. So that's, I'm assuming, but I'm not really totally sure. His name is Jonas. What's up, Jonas? How are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Are you white?
That's not a question that we should be asking people.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Oh,
great. Yep.
Nice. All right.
Sorry to perpetuate the stereotype, but you did say you went to a farmer's market on your first date, so I just had to assume. How you doing, man?
You know, honestly, I've been better. I'm a little bit confused about why I'm not hearing back from Mary.
And where'd you meet Mary?
Through mutual friends. She used to live here. She moved away for a job, and she recently returned, and so our mutual friend said, hey, you guys would be compatible. So she and I started exchanging messages.
Cool.
Everything was great, you know, like good chemistry via text message. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but, you can sort of tell if somebody is like, has a sense of humor, all that sort of stuff.
It's important if you guys match well as far as texts go, because that's how people communicate nowadays. Yeah. If you're with somebody who doesn't text you back or is awkward on text, it's a deal breaker for a lot of people, I think.
Totally.
Not only that, you don't want to date somebody that has like too many exclamation points in every sentence.
Yeah. Why are you always so excited?
Yeah. You only use emoji. Yeah. One of those people.
So tell us about the date. You said you went to the farmer's market. How was that?
It was awesome. You know, we were walking around, eating at the different stands. There's like a bluegrass band that plays, and so we stopped there and listened to that for a little bit. And then I guess we were sort of inspired by all the good food that we were looking at. And I said, hey, I don't live too far away. You know, why don't we pick up something here and take it back to my place, and we can actually make a meal instead of just eating these little bites.
I think that's pretty romantic, and a good segue. Did you plan that all along to do the invite back?
I wish I could take that credit. No, that was a spur of the moment thing, but it actually, when I thought of it, I was like, man, that's good.
Yeah, right? Like, so many people are like, farmer's market back to my place. Okay, taking notes.
So what was on the menu? I'm guessing all organic ingredients, locally sourced.
We decided to make an eggplant parmesan.
Ooh.
Nice. Free-range eggplant.
Fancy.
Cool.
Free-range?
Yeah.
Are you a cook? Is that something that you're into?
I did have to admit to her something that I didn't want to admit once we got back to my place.
What's that?
What is it?
Well, it's actually that I am a terrible cook. Like, I cannot cook.
So you lied to her and told her that you could cook, and then you got back there with the ingredients and didn't know what to do?
I technically never actually lied. I just did say to her, I was like, I'm really interested in eating this. So she might have assumed I know how to cook this, which is in fact not the case.
Okay.
Well, because it's romantic if you're going back and a man is cooking for you, not as romantic if you go back and you end up being the one that has to do all the actual work.
Yeah, you're basically like, you want to make me dinner?
Yeah.
Well, she said she likes to cook, so it didn't feel like I was imposing on her, but like, when she got back, she definitely proved that she knew all the technical terms. Like, she was talking about broiling something in the oven, and I'm like, your guess is as good as mine, but she knew exactly.
You don't want to broil anything?
I think that's at the bottom of the oven. Is that like the bottom
top.
Part?
I never
top.
Figured it out.
Just the top.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know what a broil is either.
She was a whiz. She was like, I'm going to chop this and mince that. And I was like, I don't know if there's a difference between those two things. And she's like, she sort of sighed and like went ahead and did it. But she would like give me orders. She was like, just put a pinch of salt. And she was like, no, it's a dash. And I was like, what? Okay. And she said that they're like actual technical measurements, a pinch and a dash.
A dash to me is Mrs. Dash, that seasoning salt. That's what I would have thought.
Yeah, exactly. That's the same to me.
It sounds like she's like a really well-trained chef almost.
Yeah. She definitely knew her way around the kitchen, and the food turned out great. So I thought we were having a great time.
Okay.
You thought you were having a great time, but
I mean, I was having a great time.
Did it seem like she wasn't?
No, she said she liked to cook, so I took her on her word.
So, I don't know.
I mean, how did the actual meal go when you were eating it?
The meal was awesome. Like, I went back to get seconds and thirds, and, like, I know she had done a lot of work to make the meal, so I didn't, like, ask her to go and get me seconds or thirds or anything like
what?
That.
That's
Why
nice
would that
of
even
you.
Cross your mind? Of course you're going to get your own damn food.
Yeah, I mean, she made the whole meal, so it's like she's been on her feet preparing it. I just didn't want her to have to get back and get a second and a third for me, so I wanted to help her out that way.
That's nice of you.
Yeah.
How did everything end?
So much chivalry.
You know, things were going so well that I asked if she wanted to stay and watch a movie and chill. She said she had plans that afternoon, and so I respected that.
Has she answered any of your phone calls or text messages?
No, and that's weird because when we were first texting, when our friends linked us up, like, there was never a period in which she took more than, like, 3 hours to respond, and now it's been a while, which is confusing.
She definitely is blowing you off then.
Yeah, that's the vibe I'm getting, but it doesn't make sense to me.
You can't think of anything that happened during the date that would make her not want to talk to you.
The only thing that I can think of is that she might have been turned off by the fact that I made her cook everything, but, you know, she did say she likes to cook, so the options seemed pretty clear at that point. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, we'll play a song and then come back and call her and get your second date update, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, man, hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.